Good morning. Greetings in Jesus' name. This is Brother E from Reno, and I'm pleased to be speaking with you this week on the Daily Inspiration. Let me introduce myself a bit. I am 32 years old. I have a wonderful wife. Her name is Paloma. We have 7 children. One is in heaven, and we are very blessed by the Lord. We have so much to praise Him for. And we want to use our lives for His glory. And we don't want to exalt ourselves, but exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is worthy. This morning, I am going to... Okay, let's finish my introduction. I did grow up Old Order Amish, and I appreciate my heritage. There was much that I was taught by my dear parents that was very good. They tried to bring me up in the fear of God, and I'm not here to put down the Amish. I do have concerns for some of the things that are taught there and some of the things that are not taught, and I am glad for the way the Lord has led and directed us in our spiritual lives, that I do... Again, want to say that I greatly appreciate my upbringing. I want to give you a horse story and then talk about that a bit. My older brother had a horse that was quite a good horse. I never was a real good horseman. It seemed like I just didn't do very well. Some of my brothers definitely did better. And there's one horse that stands out in my memory. This horse was fun. She was energetic. She was quick. She was very responsive, very obedient. She depended heavily on the master's direction or whoever was driving. She had no agenda of her own. She was a virtuous horse, if a horse can be virtuous. And her name was Rip. I'm sorry for the name. Not a very nice name, but that was her name. And she certainly was very, very, maybe the name did describe her in a bit, but on the other hand, it didn't. What made this horse so outstanding, at least in my mind, was that she was totally blind. As far as we could tell, she could see nothing. But we would actually drive her on the road. And she trusted our driving. I can just picture getting on that buggy, driving out the road. And as the driver, you had to be very attentive and be very quick. You couldn't be daydreaming because she depended totally on your driving, on the feel of the lions, the reins, and on the sounds that you made. And I remember her ears, how she depended on her ears. The ears were always very busy, either pointing forward, pointing backward, to the side, forward and back at the same time. Her ears were perked up, always very quick to hear anything that was coming from behind or from the driver. I find this inspiring. I think that's the way we should be with God. We should depend much less on our own sight and walk more by faith, less by sight. Have our ears tuned into His direction, His speaking to us, which way He wants us to go. Doesn't have to make sense to us. We don't have to see it ourselves. But whatever He says, that's what we do. Yes, we don't go blindly like Rip the horse had to. We do have eyes to see, but we have to take our eyes off of this earth and this world and not go by what makes sense to our eyes, but what makes sense to the Spirit of God, what we hear from the Spirit telling us to, that we would be like that. And this week, I want to bring a message to you. It's not my message. It's God's message. In fact, He had it brought to the earth by not one angel, but a multitude of angels brought this message to the earth. And this is going to be in Luke chapter 2. If you have a Bible, I welcome you to be there with it and study Luke chapter 2 with me a bit. I'm going to not read very much out of it for the sake of time this morning. I'm going to tell you that for now, our central text will be verse 14 in Luke chapter 2. Verse 14 says this, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." A whole multitude of angels were singing and praising God and saying this, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." That's the message that I'm talking about. And let me give you a little definition to glory to God. It's giving adoration to God. It's giving praise to Him. It's worshiping Him. It's giving thanks. All these things are done with our mouth, but they must come from a heart of genuine love. An interesting verse on giving glory to God is found in Joshua 7, verse 19. Joshua speaking to Achan. Achan was the man that stole the Babylonian garment and the wedge of gold from Jericho, and he hid it in his tent, thinking that he could get away with it, thinking that God wouldn't know it, thinking that this disobedience to God was going to be worth it. This was Achan. Miserable Achan. Oh, how miserable his night must have been, sleeping over those stolen things. And then the defeat at the Battle of Ai. And the desperation that they faced there. God told Joshua there was sin in the camp. And they searched. They took the families. They took the tribes. And finally found out it was Achan. And Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give, I pray thee, glory to God." Excuse me, it says, "My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me." When we think we can hide our sin from God, we are not giving him glory. When we think sin can be worth it, we are not giving him glory. But when we confess him to be God, confess him to be who he is, to be righteous, to be holy, to be the judge, and make confession of our sin, we give him glory. Okay, I think my time's up. I gave you the story of Rip the Horse and drew some illustrations from that. And I read to you the verse Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke chapter 2 gave you a little bit of definition to glory, giving glory to God. And that will be it this morning. We will continue to speak of Luke chapter 2 and the things that took place there throughout this week. Thank you for listening. May God bless you. If you wish to leave a message, press 099.